Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast, your faith-based wellness podcast hosted by me, Callie Gwally. I am so excited to have you here. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. Wow, how exciting. I am so excited for this new year with you. New year to absolutely level up mentally, physically, spiritually, while also finding balance, while also being human. I am so excited for this year, my gorgeous queen. Okay, so before we get into the episode, couple of little housekeeping fun things for you. I hope you loved our series last week. That was a very spontaneous moment where I was like, I want to record a three-part series. If you haven't listened to it, definitely go check it out. It's a three-part series for New Year's goal setting, some fun habits, ideas I have for you to just make this year so amazing, so healthy, but so human. So go check it out. We got mental health, physical health, spiritual health, all the things, three parts. It is a little bite-sized mini series. Let me know if you like the series. Okay. Other thing is I'm very excited for today's episode. I thought I was kind of having like a hard time thinking of like, what should we talk about today? Like, what is a good topic to just follow up on the whole goal setting, just that whole, you know, vibe era, whatever. And I was thinking it could be so fun to have a Q&A. I feel like we haven't done a little Q&A in a bit. So this is the Ask Callie Q&A. We're going to talk about all the things from routines, favorite self-care routines, night routines, healthy meals, how I started a podcast. We're going to talk about motherhood. We're going to talk about being married. We're going to be talking about just ways to really prioritize your relationship with Christ this year, ways to get into your faith, talking about favorite rituals. We're talking about so many fun things. And yeah, so that being said, before we get into it, if you've never listened to the podcast before, I'm one, so pumped you are here. Welcome to our Healthy But Human fam. And two, we always start things off with a self check-in before we dive into the episode. Think of this like a time to just ground yourself, check in with yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, all the things. So let's just kick it off. Take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much love into your beautiful body, and then take a big exhale, just sighing out, letting go of anything that is not serving you. Just release it with your breath. I think we all need to take one more deep breath. Okay, big inhale and exhale. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? And get so real with yourself, my beautiful queen. And now ask yourself the follow-up question. Why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just try to pinpoint it for a second. Okay, next question is, what is something that I can do for myself today? What's a self-care act of love you can do for you? And now when you have that thing, I want you to just tell yourself out loud, I am holding myself accountable to doing blank today. Okay, next question I have for you is, have you hydrated your hot bod today or in the past 30 minutes? I would hope you would have done it today or else you might be a little parched. But if you haven't hydrated in the past 30 minutes or even if you have, let's all just grab our waters and cheers right now. Cheers to hydration, my gorgeous queen. Okay, two more questions for you. My question for you is, one, what is something that I have been doing lately in my life that I do not want to be doing in my life anymore? Think about like a bad habit. I'm going to be honest, open time, confession time. I've been consuming way too much social media. I feel like I've been glued to my phone and I don't like that. So I want to get rid of that habit. Okay. Next question I have for you is, what is one big dream I have for this year? Like, who do I envision myself being? That's the question. Who do I envision myself being in 2025? And just take a moment to really visualize the version of yourself you want to be. The sky is the limit here. Maybe think about like, what is she doing? What's she wearing? Or if you're a guy listening, like, what's he wearing? What's he doing? You know, all the things. Okay, cool. I hope that self-check-in just gave you a moment to really just ground yourself and ask yourself those questions. I think it's so good to just check in with ourselves and just take a moment to press pause in our busy day, slow down and see like what is really going on inside of my brain. It is so important to also just like see what's on your heart too. Okay, so before we just get into our topic, let's just catch up. I feel like we haven't had a much needed just catch up in a moment. So a little bit about my life in the past few weeks. I feel like I've just had such a busy season. Oh my goodness. If you didn't know this, I have an online Pilates studio called Sweaty Studio, and I have an in-person Pilates studio called Sunshine Pilates. And I was doing two launches. So a launch for Sweaty and a launch for Sunshine, doing a grand opening launch for Sunshine Pilates. And I have just been like, I feel like nonstop for the past just few, honestly, month or so. It's definitely so much fun running businesses. I love being an entrepreneur. I would not trade it for the world. Honestly, it's my dream job. But sometimes, honestly, some days though, I want to just like crawl in a hole and cry because it is just overwhelming at times. Also, on top of that, being a mom, it has been interesting balancing everything because obviously, like, I want to make sure Belle is getting what she needs. I want to make sure I'm giving her my full attention when it's playtime. But honestly, sometimes like that just doesn't happen. Sometimes I feel like I'm sidetracked or in my brain, like I'm just not even fully present because I'm thinking about every other thing happening. So I've really been trying to just juggle and navigate how to balance both, how to balance being a mom, how to balance having all of these different businesses, and how to balance even just being a good wife, being there for John, being a good friend, being a good daughter, being close to the Lord, being a good taking care of myself. And just, it is a lot. And I think this season has been a lot. And I feel like I'm just opening up to you guys because it has been hard, very hard. But I have a lot of dreams and I'm excited for what's to come. But I think in this current season of time, what I'm really working on is, how do I balance my day? And transparently, I'm sitting in a pile of laundry on my bed recording this podcast. I'm literally in a pile of laundry because I haven't found the time to fold my clothes today. So that's the reality. I can sit on the mic here and pretend my life is completely put together and that I am thriving all the time, but I am a human being. I definitely have moments where my life does not look Pinterest perfect. I think today I was scrolling on Instagram and I started feeling really meh, and I kind of had to like check in with myself and be like, Kelly, like, why are you feeling so down right now? And I realized I was watching a lot of like really perfect wellness vlogs, like, you know, not even vlogs, just like reels where it shows like very aesthetic moments of the girl doing her lymphatic drainage routine, or the girl eating her perfectly balanced grain bowl, or the girl who is in her matching set doing her Pilates workout with perfect lighting, perfect angles, perfect slick back bun. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about. And I started feeling really down on myself. I was like, I feel like I have this podcast that I want so deeply to be this balanced wellness podcast, because I do really care about health and wellness. I love it so much, but sometimes I feel like a little bit of an imposter, because I'm like, I don't even know how to always give myself all the nutrients I need each day with this busy season. It's hard. And that's why I'm like, I just need to create this space for you guys, because I know I'm not alone. I know there is someone listening on the other side of this screen who is feeling how I'm feeling, who feels like no matter what, they want to be healthy, they want to be the best version of themselves. But it's hard. It's hard when your life is so busy and there's so many responsibilities. I mean, we're not in, I mean, maybe you're listening and you are still a student, but I think for me, like, my life really changed when I graduated college. I no longer am on my parents' money anymore. I have a house. I have a lot more responsibility. I have a baby. I have all these things. And I'm not wanting to sit here and complain, because I'm so grateful for these things. But it definitely is a season of learning, a season of navigating, a season of adjusting to change. So I think that is how my year has been starting. I also got sick. I traveled, and last week I was feeling really under the weather. So that was interesting, kind of like wanting to set goals for the year, wanting to really kickstart my year strong, but just like not doing that and being like, I need to rest. Like, I don't need to have a crazy workout routine right now. I just need to survive and be there for Belle. So that was interesting. I feel like this week though, I set goals on Sunday and I'm really excited to like just like start doing things that I know are going to benefit the future me. And I want to just get better by 1% each day. And today's 1% better was simply just cooking myself a delicious lunch that I think was pretty balanced. So that was a win, instead of grabbing a protein shake because I was so busy, or eating random snacks from the fridge because I just didn't know what to eat for lunch. Like, that was a win for me. And so if you're listening and you're like, wow, I really resonate with this, and I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself to be perfect this year, I feel like I'm not healthy, I feel like a failure. Girl, you are not a failure. If you're a guy, you're not a failure. It is just, you got to take what you got each day. And I think the mindset of how can I just improve 1% today is so much more reasonable and doable. And it just makes you feel a lot more successful, you know? So anyways, that's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. And I hope that that maybe made you feel more seen if you're listening and you feel the same way. Like, your life doesn't have to be perfect at the beginning of the new year to still get better and improve this year. Like, you're doing great. Okay, that being said though, I want to just get into some questions you guys have, because I don't want this episode to be super long. I have Pilates at 6. I'm super excited, by the way. I'm taking Pilates. My friend roped me into it. She teaches at my studio, and I'm like, you know what, girl? I'll take your Pilates class. Like, let's do it. So here we are. We got a time crunch. Not really, but we're gonna answer questions. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty. This episode of Healthy Be Human is brought to you by Graza, the olive oil that you squeeze. If you follow along on my Instagram stories, you have probably seen that your girl is in her Chef Cali cooking era. That is right. I am not on day one, but I am on day two. And it is a really fun era because I definitely want to prioritize my healthy eating journey this year. And one of those ways that I love to take care of my nutrition is consuming olive oil and using it in my cooking. Olive oil is a timeless and healthy fat in your meals. And I think a lot of us actually sleep on all of the nutritious, amazing benefits. Olive oil is rich in these things called monounsaturated fats, which basically support your heart health by improving your cholesterol levels. Olive oil is also packed with antioxidants and polyphenols that combat inflammation and may reduce the risk of chronic disease. What I love about Graza specifically is it is single origin and super, super fresh. Plus, Graza comes from two exceptional oils in convenient squeeze bottles. We got the Sizzle, a clean, rich cooking oil with a high smoke point of 410 degrees Fahrenheit, which is perfect for baking, sauteing, and roasting. We also got the Drizzle, which is a vibrant, grassy finishing oil, ideal for enhancing your salads, dipping breads, and even drizzling over desserts. Both of these are crafted from picual olives grown in high-end Spain, ensuring purity and quality, which is very important in olive oil. Experience the benefits of Graza with their starter kit, which includes both Sizzle and Drizzle, plus eco-friendly refill cans to keep your kitchen stocked sustainably. So head to graza.co and use Cali to get 10% off your Graza starter kit and get to cook in your next chef quality meal. We are in our cooking era, my queen. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
So I just want to start with, I'm going to try and kind of block these into themes because there were a lot of questions that kind of fell in the same theme. So the first one is around the theme of self-care and routines. So the first question, I'm not going to say names just because of privacy and stuff. Some of these are very personal questions. The first question is healthy and Christ-centered ways to create a routine. Okay, so this is a faith-based wellness podcast. So obviously Jesus falls into every single area of our life. Without getting too legalistic though, I will say that. I want to just like one thing that I really want to ditch in this new year is legalism. The act of just like wanting to be perfect in Christianity and getting very like rigid about my faith. That's just a bye. Like bye. I don't need to be perfect and God doesn't expect me to be perfect. He doesn't love me based on my works. Obviously, I want to serve the Lord with a just loving, pure heart. I want to do things that honor him. But if I am not perfect, like I am not a failure. And God gives us free will for a reason. We don't have to get crazy, crazy, like religious with every single thing that we do. So anyways, that being said, ways I've been loving just like having Christ in my routine is just trying my best to start my day with God. So ways I love to do that is I absolutely love to use, I talked about this, I think, on our spiritual episode. I've been loving this app called Glorify. This is not sponsored. I actually have a little sponsorship with them. So if you guys want to support, go use the link to download Glorify. It might be the bottom of the episode, but I love them. Like genuinely absolutely love them, and I use them pretty much every day. Glorify is awesome. It's like this app where basically they have devotionals that you can do daily. They're very, very easy to follow along. You can play them out loud. I love playing them out loud while I'm breastfeeding Belle. I love playing them out loud while I'm getting ready or doing laundry or trying to multitask. Like they're great. So I think starting with time with the Lord, even sitting down in prayer before you really just start your day, talking to God in the morning when you wake up, God, thank you for this day. Little things. Because I think if you start your day, like whatever way you start your day is kind of how things are going to follow. If you start your day with chaos, it might continue in a chaotic way. If you start your day super stressed, your day will probably follow that way. But if you start your day with just talking to God, putting God in your day, you're going to probably continue to just talk to him throughout the day and it's going to be so much better. So that there it is. I think that is the simple answer. Put him first. All else will follow. Okay. Next question is self-care routine. LOL. I definitely don't have a strict self-care routine. I think I'll just tell you guys like my dream self-care routine if I did the same thing every day, but realistically, it looks different every day depending on how much time I have. And I think my simple self-care routine is I love to just wake up, have a nice, we'll start with self, actually I'm gonna do wind down self-care routine. I think that'd be better. So before bed, I definitely love having the lights off. We have salt lamp things that we plug into the wall. Oh my goodness, game changer for you. Like so amazing. It just creates the ambiance. It helps your eyes just slowly wind down. I feel like it's so good for the circadian rhythm also. And just minimizing that blue light. So anyways, I love turning those on. And then what I'll do is I will usually, don't hate me on this. Don't cancel me because of this. Actually, I really don't care if you do because it's so good. And all my friends are like, that's disgusting. You guys, I like to drink a hot cup of warm milk before bed. Oh my goodness. My friends are like, Callie, that's so disgusting. But you know what? I think it's because as a child, I would drink warm milk before bed every night. And it was almost like my comfort drink. So I've been doing that. Also, I feel like my body's been craving calcium since I've been breastfeeding so much. So I'm literally craving milk, and I will just drink my warm milk in a nice mug as I wind down for the night. I will declutter my house. I feel like that's, in a really weird sense, self-care for me, because a clear house equals a clear mind. I also will just take a nice steamy shower. Oh my goodness, an ideal self-care night would be an everything shower. You know, the showers where you shave everything, you'd wash your hair, you know, it's so ideal. I love listening to soaking music also while I shower. Or worship music is so relaxing. And then I love doing like lymphatic drainage with the wooden paddle. I love dry brushing before I shower. I also love just like putting on a nice lotion on my face. I honestly have a very simple routine. Like skincare wise, I really just put lotion on my face and wash my face with face wash. I feel like that's been doing good things for my skin, honestly. I think overcomplicating your skincare routine can do more harm than good. So yeah, I've been doing that. And I think just like getting in bed, having a good like snuggle with John, and sometimes reading a book, but I usually try to minimize my phone use. And then I'll just like, we'll kind of like talk about the day and like reflect, and then we'll fall asleep. So I think that's just like a nice slow evening is my ideal self-care moment. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of like very basic, but you know, I think I live a pretty simple life and I really like my simple life. All right. So next question is a healthy way to prioritize tasks, relationships, goals, time with Jesus, etc. I think you just gotta like first have the mindset that you're not gonna be able to do everything in an equilibrium balance. There are seasons of life where a career takes just top notch, like you're doing most business stuff. Other times it's more of like relationships are taking priority. I think it's really just like, I like to basically schedule out my days where I have like my set morning routine and a set night routine. So those times are like blocked out, and then everything else in the middle is kind of a free reign dependent on if I'm teaching classes that day, or if I have calls that day, or if I'm filming content. Because like for my life, like specifically, my tasks every day change so frequently. But I think having that like morning night routine, it's going to help you be able to, one, prioritize time with the Lord. Two, I think it's going to keep you like grounded. And then three, my tip for relationships, because another question I got was ways to be intentional with relationships when you feel like you have no time, is to schedule them in advance. So I like to actually just make my plans like the week before for the following week or weekend. Like I'll make plans on Saturday or Sunday for that following week or even more far in advance. I think like that's been really helpful for me, especially with like navigating Belle's schedule and having all these other responsibilities. I think that's a really good way with relationships, especially with marriage. One way that John and I like to keep our marriage really just, you know, exciting and fresh and intentional is we have a date night every single week. That's been really, really amazing, you guys. Because like it just makes everything, it just makes it feel special. Like we work in the same house together. We work together. And yeah, we're technically together a lot, but we're not focused on our marriage a lot. Like it's focused more on career in like during the day. But then our time together, it's like, okay, this is phone free time. We're not talking about the business. We're just hanging out and we're getting deep with each other. That's been really beautiful. I've been trying to like schedule coffee dates with friends. I think that's been really good. And obviously it's like hard because I want to be spontaneous with my friendships. Like I want to do life with people. But honestly, in this season, I've just been having to be real. Like it's been hard to just make day of plans with Belle because I have this like, it's a lot. It's a lot of responsibility. And I just have to like have things on the calendar now. So I hope that helps a little bit with that. I think like for tasks, how to make tasks healthy, I think just like don't overdo it. Give yourself a to-do list that's actually tangible and won't overwhelm you. I think start with like 5 things a day. And if you have more time, you can add on, but just don't overwhelm yourself. I think that's how you make it healthy. Block in time to eat lunch, block in time to eat dinner, just block in the things you need, like breaks, just ways to just take care of yourself while you're also very busy, if that makes sense. Okay. Next question is, what self-care did you do after the birth that you didn't know you would need? I think probably having like slow nighttime routines has been a really big one for me. I didn't take wind down as like, I took it kind of for granted before pregnancy. I feel like it's just nice to kind of like have that day is ended and I can slow down, Belle's asleep, everything's just done for the night. Like that's been really beautiful, I would say. Okay. Next question I have is, would love to hear your heart on how physical and spiritual health are connected. Okay, just a quick answer on this one is I would say like, I like to think of my body as the temple in the Old Testament. So we are the vessel for the Holy Spirit. It's important to take care of our vessel. I don't know about you, but I know when I've been sick before, it's been a lot harder for me to want to dive deep with the Lord. So it's so important to just take care of my overall health because when I feel healthy and energized, I feel like I'm a lot more aware and alert to what the Lord has and to his voice and stuff. So I think like it's important to take care of our bodies. I mean, they took care of the temple in the Old Testament. So eating nourishing foods, exercising, making sure we're filling our mind with good content and good things because our mind is also part of that temple as well. So yeah, I think they're totally connected. We are spiritual beings. And I know for a fact that like when my physical health is not at its prime, it's been hard to be close to the Lord. What are some go-to healthy meal options? I am just going to give a cookbook rec for you because this is like a game changer for me. It is Cook Once, Eat All Week by Cassie Garcia. It is a game changer meal prep book. It's so good. I'm obsessed. One other quick tip I have for healthy eating, start with a protein first. When you're building out your meals, literally just pick what protein am I going to have? Is it going to be beef? Is it going to be chicken, fish, turkey, ham, like whatever protein you eat, eggs. And then build your meal from there. Figure out if you're going to have what veggies you're going to have. If you're going to have a certain grain in your meal, what fats are you going to have? But that's been helping me so much with building meals and not getting so overwhelmed with like, what do I make? Start with that protein. Okay. Next question I have, we're going to shift gears slightly, is what made you want to start a podcast? How did you get started? So we're going to do a couple business questions really fast. So I actually started a podcast, fun fact, like years ago. I think I started this in like 2019, 2020. It was called The Sweaty Sesh originally. And I think I just started it because I was a holistic health coach. I was very passionate about health and wellness. I love sharing my tips and tricks. I actually had a blog called I'm Sweaty and I Know It before all of this started. And so I've been just passionate with sharing things I've been learning. I rebranded it to Healthy But Human though in 2022 or 2021 when I really just started seeing the that girl trend all over the social, all over the internet. And I realized like it was just, there was this trend of wellness being perfection and it was making me feel like not so great about my own life. And I was like, okay, if I feel like this, I can't be alone. I have to shed light on how the health and wellness world is, you don't have to be perfect all the time to be healthy still. So I think I shifted my content a lot around that passion and that just like what I was finding in my own life. I wanted to just create a space where people could go and get tips and tricks to be healthy, but also tips and tricks that were relatable and actually realistic for their life and didn't make them feel like a failure. So yeah, I think that's what how I got started. And I just think like anyone wanting to start a podcast, pick your, like, think about who you're talking to. Figure out your avatar. Who is on the other side of the screen? How are you going to change their life in a meaningful way? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to share? Start there. And then I think it's really important to also make sure the timing of it is good. Are you ready to start sharing your life? Are you ready to start teaching other people? That's a huge responsibility. Are you ready to let people in on your heart? Like, it's a vulnerable thing. So I think getting real with the Lord too, asking God, hey, like, is this in your timing to start a podcast? Because yeah, it's definitely like I started it. I've been through a lot of seasons with the podcast, but I think like it has been, I like my podcast because I'm not like, I would say I'm an expert in fitness, but I'm not an expert in everything. And it's kind of more of like a sharing my life and how everything's going and try to motivate you guys. And just, yeah. So that's how I started. But yeah, Okay, let's move on to the next question is, how did you start your online studio? I'm a Pilates instructor and want to start my own online. Okay, congrats. That's such an exciting step. I was nervous to start mine because I was doing YouTube first and I was like, are people going to pay for this? But you got to value yourself. And I am so excited for you. So I actually started my studio, like I said, through social media. First, I posted on TikTok. I was doing live TikToks, live Instagram workouts. Then I started posting on YouTube. And then I got, there's a software I use called Arketa. And I started using that for uploading my on-demand workouts. And you can embed Arketa into a website. So I think I use like Shopify for my website. And I use Squarespace for Sunshine Pilates though. You embed the software in there and you treat it like an in-person studio. How would you build an in-person Pilates studio? You got to create that community. You got to make it a space where people, they like want to be part of it. And I mean, there's so much more I could talk about on that. Maybe we'll have to do a separate episode. But yeah, I think that's my first just tips is figure out like the software you use, make the website, and also film your content and really figure out like class styles, branding, you know, the basics, and also foster that community. Figure out who you're targeting. That's huge. Who are you targeting with your workouts? Okay. Moving on to some more motivational kind of stuff slash just like relationships. Let's talk about how to heal after having a breakup with your toxic best friend. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry you're going through that. That's hard. I've definitely had some best friend breakups throughout my life. It's hard losing a best friend. It's hard. It's awkward. It's like, oh my goodness, how are we so close? And then we're not friends anymore. I think the first thing to do is one, just invite Jesus into the situation. Definitely forgive your friend or your ex-friend. Work through things that she did that or he did that wronged you. Forgiveness is so powerful. It doesn't mean that what they did is okay or right. But what you're doing when you're forgiving someone is you are actually just handing over that grudge or that vengeance to the Lord. He will handle it. He will work in their heart. And you're just saying, this is not my job to punish them. It's just not. It's God's. Think about what God can do versus what you can do, by the way. It's kind of crazy. So yeah, I would definitely start with forgiveness. And I think also just like reflecting on what worked, what didn't work in that relationship, and reflecting on like, what do you want in a friend? I think when you really can pinpoint who you're looking for in a friend, what qualities you want in them, you're going to find that person. And just praying that God would bring people like that in your life, and he will bring you your social circle. It's super cool. Okay, next question. How do you get past fear related to goals? Okay, I think this is something I've been working on. It's very uncomfortable having new people come to my studio. Oh my goodness, it's kind of scary. I think it's really important though to realize that, like, when you are kind of scared of something, that means you're going to the next level. It's like that unknown. You are not comfortable. And in order to get out of our comfort zone, we have to feel uncomfortable. We have to step into the unknown. So what I'll do is I'll just acknowledge that fear. I'll acknowledge that I'm doing something that is new to me. I'll let someone into how I'm feeling and I'll give it to God, and I will usually just like go and go on a walk or go do a workout, get my mind off the fear and keep going forward. Like, you just got to do the scary and you'll get more comfortable as you step into that new chapter. But no, you're not alone in it. You're never alone in that. Okay. Next question is, first step to getting into Christianity. I've never ever been to church. Okay. So excited for you, girl. I would recommend a devotional by Sadie Robertson called Live on Purpose. That was what I used when I first got back into my faith. Also, if you are wanting to read the Bible, which I highly recommend reading the Bible, it allows you to get to know God's character, to understand what his voice sounds like. I would start with reading Matthew, the book of Matthew in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels. Your Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are all just the story of Jesus, his walk on the earth. I would start there. And for church, figure out like, what exactly are you looking for in a church? Do you like a traditional church, not so traditional church? But most importantly, aside from your personal preference, I would just ask God to lead you to the right church. He knows what you need. He knows what's best for you and just give it to him, surrender it to him. And also too, just like kind of look around. I don't want to use the word shop around, but like really just like look at like what are you looking for in a church? You know, they all serve their purpose. So that's my advice for you. I think also get involved in community with people who are Christian. When you're surrounded by other Christians, it's a lot easier to grow in your faith. Definitely would recommend not being isolated, as the enemy likes to target isolated people and pull them away from God, especially when you're getting into your faith. That's nothing to be afraid of though, but I would definitely recommend like getting involved in a Bible study or in a group at your church or in even like this online community. We have a group chat if you want to join it. I'll link it. Okay. I'm going to answer a couple more. I'm just reading these really fast. Okay. I'm going to answer for you two more. The first one is, I'm looking. Where is it? I saw it. Okay. Okay. So this is a question that I've gotten actually a lot from multiple people. So person who asked this question, you're not alone in this, is a question about sexual sin. I fell into it and I need some help. So my piece of advice I have for you is one, repent. Repentance is amazing. Just, you know, it's wrong, right? Like you already know that you wish you hadn't done it. Give it to God. Be like, Lord, I'm sorry. Ask him for help. Ask him for strength to overcome temptation. And what I would then do next, once you've repented, you need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive the person involved, forgive yourself, and move forward. Don't feel guilty about it. Like once you repent, once you have just been like, I don't want to hold on to this anymore. I'm sorry. I'm going to work on doing better. And I need your help in it, God. Then you got to just move on. Because if you hold yourself in just this guilt and shame, like God doesn't do that to you. He's not judging you still. Like he has moved on and you should too. Also make sure you break off soul ties. Just be like, I break off the soul tie with blah, blah, blah in Jesus' name. And yeah, that's my biggest thing with sin, you guys, is God knows we're going to fall short. He knows we're going to mess up. I'm not saying go sin. But I'm saying like, you can't hold yourself to this like guilt and judgment that God's not even holding you to once you've repented. You got to forgive yourself and you got to move on. And also, I think it's important to be like, okay, why did this happen? Really understand the cause. Like, were you pursuing the Lord with all your heart in that season? Were you pursuing something else? Like, what really led you into that temptation so that you can prevent it in the future? I think when you're putting your all into your relationship with the Lord and loving him so well, like, it's a lot easier to overcome those temptations as well. Okay, my final question that I'm going to answer for you guys is a question around marriage. And the question is about, let me look, where is it? Okay. Do you ever feel like you aren't a good wife? What do you do when you feel like you aren't good enough at taking care of your husband, house, and just everyday life? I'm always so overwhelmed and overstimulated, and no matter how hard I try, I feel like I do everything wrong or not good enough. Oh my goodness, that's so relatable. Literally so relatable. I think it just comes down to like, what standard are you holding yourself to? Are you trying to hold yourself to this unrealistic standard of perfection? I think also just like realizing that you are a human, you are trying your best, and you don't need to be on a checklist checking off every box to be a good wife. Like, I personally think that what makes a good wife is, quote unquote, good wife, is really like doing your best to just like pursue your husband. And if there's a book called Love and Respect, I'm going to be honest, I haven't read the whole thing, but I took a course at my church called Love and Respect. It's amazing. And just like respecting your husband well, what does that mean? Definitely read the book. Definitely look into that, because I used to get an ick when I heard the word respect my husband. I thought that was like so old fashioned. But I have noticed like when I have respected him, that is when our marriage has really flourished. Because when I respect him well, he loves me well. And we are called to respect our husbands unconditionally, and our husbands are called to respect or love their wife unconditionally as well. Marriage is ultimately like the picture of Jesus and the church. So I encourage you, girl, to look at all these things that you were trying to hold yourself to. And I just even thought about the story of Mary and Martha and the story about when, I think it was, I don't want to get them mixed up, but you know the story, you guys, when Jesus is at Mary and Martha's house and one of them is cooking and the other is literally washing his feet and just like hanging out with him and all that stuff. And the one who's like working hard to like get everything ready gets upset about it, how the other one's not working hard. I just thought about that story because, I mean, God doesn't hold us to this standard of you need to be like perfectly put together constantly, doing everything perfectly for me to just love you and think you're an amazing, amazing person and you're doing a great job. I think it's like he calls us to do like I just even thought about the verse of like the well done, good and faithful servant. Like, is that what God's going to say to us whenever we go to heaven? And I think like he's going to say that when we love him first. So that's where I just encourage you, girl, like instead of looking at your works as a wife, I would rather look at how you're treating your husband, how you're respecting your husband, how you are just like loving him well. I think doing the best you can with what you got, but ultimately like that's what's most important. So I hope that that helps you a little bit and give yourself grace. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not always do the laundry or whatever your responsibility is as a wife in your relationship. Like, it's okay to not always be amazing at it. I sometimes feel like a failure as a wife also. I'm gonna be honest, when John's the one always cooking things and I'm just kind of like not, I think that's also like societal, just like how society's painted it's supposed to be, and it's not always gonna be that way. I think it's okay. And you gotta realize like you're still a really good wife. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope this helped you guys. I hope these questions just resonated with some of you. And I'm always just like, sometimes, I'm gonna be honest, I say like, hey, DM me. In this season of life, I definitely haven't been able to respond to as many DMs as before. But I do encourage you guys to DM me, to reach out. And I think the way I'm gonna start doing it is just like doing more Q&As like this so I can really answer you guys' questions on the podcast, because I know a lot of the questions I get are really similar. So DM me and I'll make note of them. If I respond to them in the moment, amazing. But if not, I will make note of them for Q&A in the future. But just know I love you guys so much. I'm truly so grateful for you in this community. I've been holding myself to the standard of I have to respond to everyone's DM so perfectly and like just all the stuff that I don't even respond. And just know that I am doing my best to really foster this community, and I love you and I care about you. And yeah. So anyways, I hope this episode helped you. If you love it, do me a favor and leave me a rating, a 5-star rating, and let me know if you're listening on Spotify, which of these questions resonated with you the most. Or even if you have questions, leave them in the comments below. And yeah. And also tag me listening in your stories, and I will do my best to repost you. But love you guys so much and very thankful for you. And as always, stay healthy, be human, and know you're doing an amazing job and you are here for a beautiful reason. All right. Bye, my gorgeous queen. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.